say. Let's just finish up our discussion of Sif Beis. Chom Shel Kli Rishon Shayat Soledes Bo Mevashel Ve'Oser Kulo V'Chom Shel Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. That is the first opinion in the Mechaber. V'Yesh Omrim Shegamkin Eino Maflu Vlo Mavliya. Okay, let's go to the Rashba. Some people say it's not Maflu Mavliya. Some people it is Maflu say it is Maflu Mavliya. How much Oser could they cleave up? And the hachra of the mechaber roy lochis zover dvor lochachila. Lochachila one should be machmir, meaning lochachila, don't take a klisheni of chicken soup and eat with a milchik spoon or anything like that. Aval b'di'evet mocha b'lo klipu v'adach b'yamasayim b'di'evet, it is no problem whatsoever. Okay, here Rabbi Kiva Eger has an interesting chumra. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Ramah, lizor b'dovel lochachila, he says, but if it's a metal kli, or, I mean, he says, not a kli cheres, okay, for us, that means generally a metal kli, then you should kasher it, because that's still called l'chachila, because you can kasher it. So l'chachila, you might as well kasher it. That's not the minig, not the minig of most poskim, not what it sounds like for Moshe Feinstein, etc. In general, it's an interesting question. Is a metal kli, you know, if it got trafed up, is that called the ever l'chachila, because you can kasher it? The simple pshat is in the mashmos of the nosikelim, as we'll see in a moment, is not like this Rabbi Kveger. That when the mechaber is make up of the evidence, he means make up of the evidence on everything. That's certainly what it sounds like, and we'll see this in a moment. How are we machria in this machlokis? So we know the achra of the mechaber is very clear. The Ramah agrees with the mechaber. Ayin le'el, simen, etc., etc. If you look le'el at all those places we told you, you'll see that he agrees with the Mechaber, and you don't even have to go le'el to simen tzadich, samaches, tzadich bet, and tzadich hey. If you just go to the next sif gimel, which we'll see in a few minutes, you'll see the Rama agrees with the Mechaber, that there's no problem in cliché. However, this is not so pashut. The shach discusses this, and the Shach brings that there's some more machmir, right? I mean, we know the Ramban and the Rashba are machmir, okay? He knows the Marshal is also machmir, and the Shach makes a shach. If you ask, what about the Shanky Ben Yevet? Says the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mutter. The Shach is pretty convinced that they're right, but he knows it's Machlokes Rishonim because the Rashba says that it is Mavliya. So says the Shach in his final Hakra, he says at the end, Yesh Liklof B'makom She'ein Hefzid Kol Kach. Aval, or let me go back for a bit. Yesh lahachmer v'lesser b'klicheres b'mokom shein hefsid kol kach. A klicheres, but not hefsid kol kach. Remember, the old days of klicheres were worth $1. You should be machmer. B'chein davar machl yesh liklof b'mokom shein hefsid kol kach. Likewise, food and klicheres are very porous. If it's not hefsid kol kach, you should be machmer v'dei klipa. I assume klicheres is also only machmer v'dei klipa, but doesn't make a difference because there's nothing to do about it, but throw it out. Abul Akol Panamin Lesser Kulo, the cliche. Says the Shachi is Machmir, Yesh Lehachmir, Lesser Kide Klipa, Bimacho, Viklicheres, and Ein Hefsid. What is called Kach? It doesn't say Hefsid Maruba. The Hefsid. There's not a Hefsid, you should be Machmir. The Taz here quotes from the Marshal, who's much more machmir. All right, the Marshal is very, very convinced that we should be machmir like the Rashba, and maybe even a little more like than the Rashba, because this is a big discussion, so we don't have time to get into it. What did the tour mean? It's a very difficult tour here. The Taz Kedark Makodesh, but at the time of the tour, which the Shach usually doesn't. But he also can't figure out what the tour means. Shach says what the tour means is that Klisheni asks for the whole thing, even more than Kedek Klipa. And the Marshal Paskin that way. So, says the Taz, because the Marshal was Machmir, conclude the Taz. Let's see if I can find you the conclusion. Ulanian Maisa, Yeshlifsok, Lachomer, Kadas Marshal, Beprata Shator Sphere Ligamke. Again, when he says the Torah Sphere Ligamke, it means according to his Machomish Pshad of the Torah. Although, I'm not prejudiced against his Pshad of the Torah because there's every Pshad of the Torah is difficult. It's a difficult Torah here. Anyway, Rak, Mimakam, Hefse, Godel, Dover, Choshem, Yeshlifsok, Albeis Yosef, etc. Lahak, Verama, Lahak, Albediabed, Bikli Shani, Dingam, Afthum, Afli, Akal, Afilo Hayad. So let us go. So he says, less or kulo. And ein hefsed meruba. Notice there are three differences between the pshara of the shach and the pshara of the tas. Number one, the shach only says the klipa. The tas says the whole thing. Number two, the shach is only machmir on food and klicheres, not on metal kalim or other hard kalim. Well, the shach is machmir across the board. And number three, the shach is mekel, even if there is some hefsid, while the taz is only mekel if there is a hefsid. If there is a hefsid merubah. So the Taz is basically saying klisheni also the whole thing. The Shach is saying, nah, maximum today klipa. If there's no medium hefsid, if there's no somewhat of a hefsid, and even that, it's only on foods, etc. For example, if I stirred my coffee, klisheni, in the mug, with a plechik spoon, the Shach would say, it's all fine because it's a metal spoon. I know it's coffee, it's also a metal spoon. If nothing comes in or out of the metal spoon, then nothing comes in or out of the coffee. So it's fine. You'd only be machmir, klicheres. You know, we don't really have klicheres nowadays. What are you machmir? If I dipped a hot dog in a, or a, whatever, come up with some sort of example, I dipped a hot dog in my coffee with hot chocolate and a klisheni, or I dipped a piece of cheese in my chicken soup, in a bowl, in a klisheni, then you'd machmer to ask for today klipa, if it's not such a hefset. Okay, very, very minor chumra. How do we paskin about klisheni? If you look in the sheet I gave out last time, do we pass like the machaber and the ramah? Maybe should we stick in the marshal? I mean, there's many days. Let's stick with these three days. How do we paskin between these three days? If you look in the sheet I gave you last time, it's not a big deal. I can just read it to you. It says the Mishnah Berurah Tafim Zayin of Katan Chavein Hilchos Pesach, where we asser klisheni. Says the Mishnah Berurah, third marker of the page, Ritzoni Lomar. After that, Tinul Ikra Aloch Yordeis and Samaches the klisheni Einim Afludu Mavliya. Even though really klisheni is not Mavludu Mavliya, Ikomak Only in Pesach Yishloch Hushul Das Machmir Mishan Vesfir Lei the klisheni Afludu Mavliya. Yeah, for Pesach we're Machmir. What does he say? He says the Ikra is that we're not Machmir. It's just the Chumur to Pesach that we're Machmir. Chumur to Pesach for sure we're Machmir. But the Mishnah Berurah thinks the Ikar Din is that we're Mekel. Likewise, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan's here. Mishnah Berurah is nothing here, but the Aruch HaShulchan's here. If you look at the fourth marker on the page, when I underline it, Das Ruva Post Gemeino Kei Mechim Sosmun. I have to go back on what we said. He quotes the Marshal. He says most poskim say it's mutter, just das a rashba that it's usher. And then he quotes the marshal who says it's usher yeshiv skimulid var versus the taz. Aval das ro poskim eno kim chin sasudayim atorva shavanar mecham makoma tikli sheni die vehadacha. And then he says the rise of the rashba brought are not good. Okay, so he also his conclusion is lit kula. Basically the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan conclude the Kula, like the Mechaber and the Ramah. Okay, I think there is, let's say, narrowly that there is Makom Lahachmir, maybe like the Shach. You know, what is the Shach? It doesn't apply to any of our Kelim. We don't have any Klicheres. Even what we call Klicheres, you know, are really glazed. They're not porous like food. They're very much not porous, actually. So what does it mean? If two foods touch each other in a cliche, I think maybe this rule should be not like the shach. But nonetheless, the Iker Psach and Rav Moshe takes the repulsion, the Iker Moshe, you remember the one at 6. He started the assumption cliche was okay and then ran with it. He didn't even bother to question that. Like, it wasn't even an issue for him. In general, the Mahalach, there's still different opinions on it. Was that Mahalach of most poskim is presumed that klisheni is mutter b'dievet, is to assume that klisheni is mutter b'dievet. I think it might be kedai b'machor like the shach in the rare case where you might stick cheese into your chicken soup in a klisheni. But most of the shaylos klisheni are not that way, so we just assume it's totally mutter. No, it's not mavash, it wouldn't be also called the raisa, but still, it's maflit, the taste of the cheese into the chicken soup, and it's mavliya, the taste of the chicken soup into the cheese. Meaning, what does it mean not maflit or mavliya? It wouldn't take the taste out of the cheese and put it into the carrot in the chicken soup. But just to go into the liquid, that's only because coming out of the cheese. Once it comes out of the cheese, the meal is in the liquid. And to go into the cheese, that's only one thing. The liquid's going into the cheese. From a liquid to a solid, from a solid to a liquid, that's called one thing. That's called one step.
Yeah. Like
Nabil's
home is like dairy croutons
back than that. Yes, but dairy croutons in it. No. Yeah, dairy croutons.
Or like some of the pencil lists, what you need. You did the cracker,
you
said you don't have
to say that.
So you need cracker.
We called everything that.
He
said it's actually dairy.
Yeah. Yeah, and these things are a cliche. We remember, but again, how do you what's if they clip off the cracker in the soup? It's a shishim anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. Yeah. Mice, the cracker like soaks up the soup anyway, you know, even if it was cold. We all know it soaks up the soup. So it's hard to basically it's hard to find enough meat. The mice that we poskin is butter. Again, it's all bidyevid, you know, but anything in a cliche. It's all bidyevid. When does this question come up the most probably is that you eat your chicken soup with a milk spoon, or more commonly you stir your coffee with milk or something with a fleshy spoon by accident. So in that case, we say, since it's already in a klisheni, it is mutter b'dievet. Okay, what else comes up here in the poskim? Right, so Rabbi Kivager, that's what Rabbi Kivager says. Obviously, you magal the spoon, because that's just l'chachila, because it's very easy to magal the spoon. I know Yesh Machmirim Kach. The Shach certainly doesn't sound that way. He says, oh, Nechli Nechoshim, it's no problem. He never says anything about being magal it. The way I learned is that we're not Machmir that way. But I don't Yesh Machmirim like this Rabbi Kivager, but I don't think, certainly, again, you look at the Rav Moshe's. On the sink, etc., he doesn't say, but if anything is a metal, you should be magulet. He assumes this is the repasha, the cliche, he is mutter. So I think, hard to say what the minig olam is. Okay, but the minig that I learned is not like the Rabbi Kivager, that you only have to magul the metal plea. Okay, some of those say otherwise. Microwaves are very tricky. What's the status of a microwave? I never really totally got the science down. I haven't seen this really in the classical poskim. I mean, not classical, even in the big poskim from nowadays, this discussion. Does a microwave actually heat the plate, or does the microwave only heat the food, and the food heats the plate? So if the microwave only heats the food, and the food heats the plate, then maybe the plate is like a cliché. The plate never got hot from the stove, it just had hot food put in it. Not so pashut. Because on the one hand, you could say, that's Stephanos Makaros, right? The plate cools off the thing in the microwave. On the other hand, no, maybe if the plate was there, well, it doesn't correspond to anything we had until now, right? Whoever heard of some rays that heat some things and not others in the postkin. You could make the taina that it's the Fanos Makaros. The plate gets very hot in the microwave. No, it only got hot from the food, which means it cooled off the food. But that's not, I don't think that's what we the post assume. I think we're choshesh, since the plate was in the microwave with the food, we treat the food into the microwave as a kli rishon, which means that a lot of things we put in the microwave. For example, let's say I stir my, you know, hot chocolate with a flaching spoon. It's not always a klisheni. If I warmed up the hot chocolate in the microwave, then it's a, it might be a kli rishon. So it's not clear, but we're machmir, we treat it as a kli rishon. Leon, what happened when you did that?
I did it. Apparently, it doesn't work. You have to put a cup of water on top of plates when warming the microwave. Otherwise, it won't warm. They have no water molecules in them. So it won't work. Apparently, it's warm.
No vessels have water molecules in
them. Plates. That's here. I'm going to check that
out. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if it was Leo. So, you know.
Yeah, so that's the big question. Can you say that since the microwave doesn't heat up the plate, therefore the plate is a fanos on makaros, even if the plate gets hot, that's only from, if you remember your physics, from being makarer, the food. So maybe anything heated up in the microwave is klisheni. I hear the svara, but I don't think that's the minhag. I think we treat things heated up in the microwave as klibishon. Yeah, maybe it's a tzad lahakel, but lemaisa, I think we treat things heated in a microwave as a klibishon, which would then mean that, you know, if someone says, oh, I stirred my hot chocolate with a flaching spoon, you can't automatically assume it's a cliché. Depends how they heated up the milk. Maybe it's a cliché show. Yeah, it's a funny thing. I in a Hanami. But Lamaisa. The mice, I think, we treat it as a kli rishon. This is only if it's yad shel lettuce bowl. Klisheni, what if it's ein yad shel lettuce bowl? So, this is pashut. Im hayad shel lettuce bowl. That's the tasir klisheni. Ein hayad shel lettuce bowl. Totally mutter. That's what the tas is at the end here. Even the tas is from the big machmir. He says at the end here, I think, right, just rinse it off, no problem. We don't worry about a cliche. How do you know what's called, what about a kli rishon? So, what about a kli rishon she'ein yad shel lettuce bowl? So, if you look, this is a big machlokes. The Shach says at the end of Sukkot and Hay, we'll go back to the middle of Sukkot and Hay. B'chol chom hainu davka k'shei yad shel lettuce bowl, v'olein yad shel lettuce bowl, afilu kli rishon, v'olein al ha'ei she'eino osur klal, v'kach pasuk v'aposkim rishonim, v'achronim v'duchti tuva. Right, says the Shach, even kli rishon, right? So, kli rishon she'ei yad shel lettuce bowl, nothing's talking about, right? That's possible. Kli rishon she'ei yad shel lettuce bowl, that is very controversial, as we'll see in a moment. Says the Shach, no problem whatsoever. All the posts assume less than the answer, lettuce bowl is cold. However, he points out, the Marshal wrote, Mistafina Lahakal, I'm afraid to be Mako, in a Kli Rishon on the fire. Even if it's not Yatsu lettuce bowl, why do also Harchaka, a Kli Rishon, to the Isa, be Rushalmi? They made a Harchaka for Kli Rishon. Okay, kli rishon she'ein hayad shel lettuce bowl. So what does Marshal say? They made a harchaka. Here it gets a little tricky. Because what does the Rishalmi say? Also, harchaka kli rishon points out the Shach. Marshal, also a chokal of kli rishon. However, if you look at the Rishalmi, says the Shach, also a chokal of kli rishon she'ein hayad shel lettuce bowl. Here it's a little tricky. What does the Rishalmi say? Says the Rishalmi, also harchaka. Harchaka means exeret rabbanon, right? Kli rishon she'ein hayad shel lettuce bowl. What does that mean? She'ena yad shel lettuce bowl. So the Marshal understood. He understood that. What does that mean? Ein hayad shel lettuce bowl. And therefore, kli rishon she'ein hayad shel lettuce bowl, they made a harchaka. However, the Shach points out that no, that's not true. Also, harchaka kli rishon she'ein hayad Sholetes bo. What is ein hayat sholetes bo? Your hand cannot rule over it, which means hayat sholetes bo. Right? Says the Shach, no. It means hayat sholetes bo. The Pesach Tshuva here quotes from the Tshuvas to Shua. Maybe I'm in the wrong. Here it is. It's Sifkatan Vav. He quotes the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov. I don't know who the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov is, but I don't think he's right. Who says the Shach is wrong? The Shach is wrong because what do you need to make a harchaka if it's Yatzol Letus Bo? The Rishon Shayatzol Letus Bo. That's Me'ikra Din. That's hot. You don't need a harchaka for that. So that was why he agreed with the Marshal. But really, the Beis Yaakov is wrong. Oh, it's a good kasha. Why do you need a harchaka for a Kli Rishon Shayatzol Letus Bo? Isn't that classic hot? Because the Yerushalmi Vil Shitasei. Anyone remember a memorable line from the Yerushalmi? Says the Yerushalmi, and it's tame to me why the Beis Yaakov didn't think of this. Ein bishul borer ela kashecha or mahalich tachtov. There's no real bishul unless it's on the fire. The fire's underneath. What did the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is very, very clear. Most Yerushalmis in the Bavli disagrees. The Yerushalmi says it's only called bishul on the fire. So why is the Yerushalmi off the fire, Asur? That's a harchaka. The Rishon off the fire, otu Kli Rishon on the fire. As a matter of fact, the Rishon says, that's why Kli Rishon is also Kli Sheni is mutter. Because really, it's only called Bishol on the fire. So Kli Rishon off the fire can be confused on the fire because it's the same pot. But Kli Sheni is never on the fire. So there's nothing, no way to be confused. So really, the Shach is right and the Beis Yaakov is wrong. The Beis Yaakov agrees with, again, I'm not sure who the Beis Yaakov is. Maybe someone knows. Agrees. But this is clearly the Shach is correct, and this is Yerushalmi Lashitasei. The Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh Ein Official Mida Raisa Elakzera the Gazru Rak. So, really, the Shach is right. There's no Makor in Yerushalmi to be Machmir. There's no Makor in Yerushalmi to be Machmir on a Kli Rishon that is less than the Yatzol Letisbo. However, the Shach does bring another Makor at the end of Sukkot and Hay. He says that there's a steer in the Torah's Chatas, because in one place, he says, even if the ain't a Yatzol Letus Bo, it's still Oser Kedei Klipa, which is very strange. So it must be that maybe he thinks a Kli Rishon, even ain't a Yatzol Letus Bo, is a Kli Kedei Klipa. It sounds like nothing to do with Yerushalmi, not a Xavra. Like maybe just somehow it has more power to create a Blia. That's what he says at the end. And even though it doesn't seem that way, maybe you should be Machmer that way. Right, the Taz was totally not machmer that way. If you look in the Dogma of Tinyana, which might be in the back of your, if you point out the Tazis, a lot of people point out the Tazis because the study was not machmer that way. The Shach in the end, forget this Marshal. Marshal was not, did not seem to be the correct Shach in the Yerushalmi. But there can be two reasons to be machmer. Number two, Ulai Mavliya. Today, Klipa, and see us. Not as Xera. Maybe it's just Mavliya today, Klipa. Why? Because Kli Rishon has power to be Mavliya, even if it's less than the Yatzol Letus Bo. It sounds a little rachok, but the Shach was Machmer that way. However, Lemaisa, we're not Machmer that way. The Archa Shulchan here in. The truth is, the Archa Shulchan is a little misopic about this. He says, "Beklipa oba hadachal bi'alma." Okay, so maybe we could be machmir like the Shach. I mean, this is to ask for the whole thing, right? What are we talking about here? Here we're talking about lesser kulo to ask for the whole thing because this is here the Yerushalmi. We're not koshish. We just reject it. It's not true. Not shalim Yerushalmi. What are avliyak the klipa as a chumrah? Says the Shach, yesh lahachmir, but yesh makom lahachmir. However, if you look in the Gilyan Marsha here, he says, the Gilyan Marsha and Sivkatan Lamedalid, sorry, only have Sivkatans, I don't know if you have Sivkatans, quotes in the Prima Gadim. You can also find it inside in the in the Prima Gadim towards the end of the Sifsei Das Hei. He says, so let us go. Okay, but a clean not. Okay, yesh lahachmir. Bemachal. Avolo bekli. This is the, this part is the Prima Gadim. He brings many proofs, and the Gilyan Marsha. And if you look at the Prima Gadim, he says what that means is that only food to a food. Meaning food to a kli to a food. No, only from a food to a food. So that would also be pretty rare that we would be machmir. Meaning you're right, taka, food to a food. But we example food to a food. You would be sure it's less than the outs of lettuce bulb. Of, meat and cheese falls in. Okay, that would be machmir to a kli. But usually that's not the case. Usually you put the spoon in or this or that. Bemachal, meaning food, only food to food. Okay, so Lamaisa, do we ask our Kli Rishon that's less than the outside lettuce bowl? The answer is basically not. Is there a Xera to treat it like a real Kli Rishon? No. That's a misunderstanding of the Rishon. Is there a Shach of Liak de Klipa? Is this Shach similar to the previous Shach? Yeah, in food, there's Makom Lahachmir for Yedei Klipa, just like the Rash was Makom to Klisheni. That's it. That's Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. If you're Makom to Klisheni, that's Yedei Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. Okay, but that's only food to food. It's a pretty rare occurrence. So the Maisa, we wouldn't be Makom. Meaning, what if it's not, what if it's hard to tell. It's hard to imagine. What if the Kli Rishon room temperature? Right? Obviously not. If it's warm. Now, what exactly is Yatzel lettuce bowl? Here's where it gets very tricky. If you know in degrees, like everyone goes crazy trying to figure out what Yatzel lettuce bowl is. If you look, they've always been confused about this. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva of Cotton Zion, he says, I am a sefer b'chor shor in Chidush of L'chulin, who wrote, we're not b'kiyim in, the Gemara says what Yatzel lettuce bowl is. Kreso shaltinok nechves. The belly, which is the most sensitive part of a baby, would get burnt. Okay. Obviously, no one's doing a double-blind study of taking babies and seeing when their bellies get burnt. So he says, we're not b'kiyim. We don't know exactly. Therefore, he says, at least in the rice, and he thinks the rabbin also, you should be machmir ad shiyetzi something milikbo, unless you're not misufik at all. He says, not like people say, if you can touch it, it's okay. You have to be machmir, because after all, if you can touch it, it's not like yatzel lettuce bow. Just, you can do things that are against the natural instinct, right? Yatzel lettuce bow means your instinct is yatzel lettuce bow. Everyone knows you can go against your instinct, right? And people do all kinds of, feats of bravery. That we would instinctually refrain from. So he says that you have to be machmir unless you're not mesopic at all, which is why this is accepted by the poskim, both, in the direction of lower temperatures and the direction of higher temperatures, both in Hilchas Isra Beheter and Hilchas Shabbos and every place else, that we treat Yatzel Lettuce Bowl as a big suffix. We're not sure exactly what Yatzel Lettuce Bowl is. It's hard to translate into degrees. Because we're not bekiyim in the shir, and we just have to be machmer until yetzei hasafik, until yetzei hasafik milipo. What does that mean? That means in temperature. So the post will assume, and they at what point do we start being suffik? The mice were machmer that even at a little higher than body temperature, even at 105 degrees or a little more than that, Fahrenheit, certainly 110 degrees, we'd be machmir, we'd be choshes yatzel lettuce bowl. Obviously not if it's close to body temperature. 2 degrees hotter than my body, it's not to be yatzel lettuce bowl. And we're not sure. Does the Yasalitis bow in Fahrenheit 105 degrees, 110 degrees, 120 degrees, 180 degrees, 185 degrees? We're not sure. So Lisa, we're Masofet. As a rule of thumb, if you can't hold, if you're going to hold it comfortably, it's obviously not Yad Soletz Bo. If you can't hold it comfortably, then we're Masofet that it might be Yad Soletz Bo, so we end up being very Machmer, just like the Ramos. So we got a lot of things. Since then, we've become Masofet. We got other things. It's hard to know exactly what the Shir Yad Soletz Bo is. So if it's not comfortable temperature, it can be warm but comfortable. But if it's not a comfortable temperature, then it's, you know, if you can pick it up and hold it in your hand for as long as you want to be comfortable, it's not yet celestial. But otherwise, it's hard to know. Like, what's that cheese? You suffer me, leave home, we'd be not here.
Didn't we say at the point that you would take your hand to that forever and never have to take your hand out?
I mean, that's similar to what I just said now, right? If you can stick your hand in there comfortably, then you're fine. You know, but if it starts to get hot and, you know, and feel, uncomfortable, you know, then you're going to get burnt, right?
Is your
handle
going to cool down the...
It's an interesting question. How big is your hand? How big is the thing? That is a good ha'ara. Right, okay, that's a good ha'ara. It depends how big the thing is, right? If it's a whole pot, your hand's not going to cool it off significantly. Right. And if it's a small thing, because it's all a matter of the relative mass, right? So you're right. You have to use correct. If you have a cup and you stick your whole hand in it, that would change the equation so much that it wouldn't be a fair test. If you have a pot, you stick your hand in it, that would be a fair test. You know, if it's a piece of schnitzel, you can hold it in your hand. If you're comfortable holding it in your hand, then I think you'd be confident it's not yet so let us bow. But you'd be surprised. A lot of things you hold them in your hand and they're okay at first. You know, but they're really not. You're really just being brave. Then it starts to hurt.
Any food
you would feed a baby is not yet so let us bow. You know, unless you have bigger problems. Yeah, but a little hotter than your body temperature is okay. You know, that's not, we're not, so let us put something a little hotter than ourselves. Right? No, from the outside. From the outside. Meaning something less than the outside, so let us put. Yeah, okay. So Klirishon Shein Yatzu Let Us Bo, it might be hard to be make a lechachila because it's hard to make a lechachila for two reasons. A, because even cold, we're not making lechachila except ba'ofenak pry, etc. Right? Remember, it's in Sadi Aleph. And also, there are shitas that are machmir. Right? So the maisa, it would... This is all b'di'evet, right? This is all b'di'evet. If it's at all warm, we wouldn't be making lechachila. This is all b'di'evet. Lechachila b'machmer and everything b'machmer. Klisheini lechachila b'machmer and everything. This is all only b'di'evet, especially since it's hard to tell what's yet. So let us bow. It's hard to be making lechachila on any of these things, unless your mother's done in lahakel, obviously. But in a stam case, you know, could I stir my coffee with milk in a fleshic spoon, relying on in a yatzal lettuce bowl, you know, if I sipped it first and I say, no, we're not making a lechachila. Okay. The cliche is in a yatzal lettuce bowl there, right? We really did not have, there we really did not have anyone who was machmir. Right, no one's really machmer to cliche to shame yatzal lettuce bow. But lechatchila. Again, the problem is that it's very hard to know, especially lechatchila, to judge yatzal lettuce. Well, what do you mean it's not hard to judge? Let's say it was temperature controlled, etc. Lemaisa cliche to shame hayatzal lettuce bow. I'm not sure. In common practice, we don't do it. But I'm not sure, really. Lu Yitzu, you had a whole setup. You measured it, etc.
you know, when you knew that it was Eina Yatsuletis bow. You know what? No, that would just depend, because the Rosh was machmir here in Klishen Yishen Yatsuletis bow Pashtas. So would we lechachila be machmir for him? I'm not sure.
Like the shop.
No, he was never talking about a cliche in Yishen Yatsulis. Well, he was talking about a cliche in the beginning of Sukkot and Hay, and a cliche in Yishen Yatsulis in the beginning of Sukkot, and a cliche in Yishen Yatsulis at the end of Sukkot. It sounded like the Rosh was machmir even a cliche in Yishen Yatsulis. The question is, are we machmir like that even lechachila? Right? If you look at the quote of the Rosh here, he says, "Kol chom shal idei eish maflat afilu ein hayad so lettuce bow," and that's in the context. He means even a klisheni and even a sheni out so lettuce bow. So we might with chachila. Not sure, but maybe. Yeah, you're right. Obviously, you have to draw a line. Right, you have to draw a line at a certain point. It's not even warm. It's just, you know, lukewarm. Correct. Yeah, at a certain point, it's not hot at all. But the my side be machmir. Although I can't quote your chapter and verse in the Achron. Okay. The one other thing, the Shachir gives a nice, two other things I want to point out. The Shachir gives a nice sikum of the halachos of Iroi, which we already discussed a couple times. But what does he point out here? He points out, because it came up by Orcha, that Iroi, that how do we pass again? We're machmir, that Iroi shalom nefsak hakiluach. Let's just have a little bazaar here. Iroi shalom nifsak hakiluach is mevashel k'dei klipa, and while Iroi shenifsak hakiluach, we're not machmir is mevashel k'dei klipa, just that it's mavliya umaflit k'dei klipa. Right, the nafkamina would be Iroi shalom nifsak hakiluach milk unto meat in Iroi miklibisha. Right. If it was milk onto meat, you poured boiling milk onto meat in an unbroken stream, that could be klipa, would be basmachol of darais. So we're choshesh, including bishel. If you poured dripped boiling milk onto meat in a broken stream, and drip drops, then we'd only be choshesh that's basmachol of darabonim, because it makes a bli of a klipa, but it's not a chalos bishel. Or, for example, if you poured boiling water onto the chicken before it's salted in an unbroken stream, then we'd say the k'dei klipa is usser, because cooking means it can take the blood out and put it back in. But if you poured it in a broken stream, then we would say it's not usser, because even if it gets the dam out, it doesn't get it back in. So it's not mevashel, it can't do two pu'ulos at once. Okay, and we remember this is a big thing, the remotion of sinks, ayin sham. Let us go. Oh, one other interesting ha'ara is the Shach in the Kuzik Kesef here, continuing what he says in the Shach, is very, very mad at the Maharshal. The Maharshal thinks klisheni. The Maharshal thinks klisheni is also the gamri. It's just like a kli rishon, right? Right. That's who the Taz was working off. Right. Says the Maharshal. Right. Right, the Shach is very mad. Why is the Shach so mad? So he says, look at the sugya of Iroi. Iroi from a Klibishan to a Klisheni is hotter than in the Klisheni. Because what does the Gemara say about Iroi and the sugya of the Tagavar? Ademekerle bolek the Klipa. As it lands and cools off, it's bolek the Klipa. That's the claim. While it's landing, it's bolei k'dei klipa. After it lands, it's not even bolei k'dei klipa. Right? So he says very clearly that we see from the sugya of Iroi that klisheni, while it's landing, it's only k'dei klipa. Klisheni, pasha, is not even bolei k'dei klipa. And even if you wanted to fetch out a k'dei klipa, say, no, while it's landing and after it lands, it's bolei k'dei klipa. You certainly can't say klisheni is mavli on the whole piece. Then it doesn't make any sense. if I pour the hot onto cold, right? I pour the hot milk onto the cold meat after the milk already lands there, and then I put meat in it, it's mavli and the whole thing. But as it's coming out of the kli rishon and landing, it's only mavli and kli pol while it's landing. What do you mean? Beforehand it was mavli and the whole thing, after mavli and the whole thing. Why should Iri be less than kli klipa? That was his big time against the marshal. It's in the sugya of Iri. How is the marshal going to defend himself? If Iri is only mavashal kli klipa or mavli kli klipa, how could the marshal say that after it lands the kli sheni, now it's just like a kli rishon, it's just as hot as it always is, and it's mavli in the whole piece, right? I pour milk from boiling pot onto the meat, only to the klipa. But after it lands, if I then put another piece of meat in there, then it's mavli in the whole piece of meat. Doesn't seem to make any sense, seems to be backwards. No? You want to defend the marshal?
Maybe the air have the power to fully impact it, whereas the has that ability to surround it.
Maybe in the cleat it has more of an ability to surround it. Although the funny thing is, on the makerly, but look at the context. The context was Tata Gavar, right? As it lands on the cold thing, it gets cooled off. But while it's getting cooled off, it's mavli if they cleep us. So in that context, I don't even say if the ear is just passing through, it doesn't stick there around. But that's what it says. It says Tata Gavar. So the simple shot is, where's the marshal coming from? He is coming from another marshal. He's really the same marshal quoted in the Shach in Sivkatan. Sivkatan Yud, who disagrees with the Ramah. If you look in the Ramah, towards the end of Sif Gimel, he says, Isser shenichol kli hatter lehefech, but if kosher food in a treif food in a kosher kli, amrini begam kin din tata gavar kom shtei chatichos. Say tata gavar just like two pieces of food. Just like two pieces of food, tata gavar, food in a kli, tata gavar. The Ramah says, he knows he's telling you something which you might not have known, which is a bit of a chiddush. Says the Shach, that's Pashit. Everyone agrees to this. All we've shown him are mashmash with this way, and all posts agree with this except for the Marashal, who says that Tata Gavar doesn't apply to Kalim. That explains the basis of the machlokas between the Marashal and the Shach, right? Says the Shach, he says the Marashal, how can you say, you want to say that a klisheni is mafliya kdei klipa like the Rashba? Okay, bedochak, and he goes through, you can stick that into the sugya of mafliya kdei klipa, it's all one big adamekli bala kdei klipa. You know what? Okay, kdei klipa we have a mucker for. But what happened to tata gavar? Once you pour it into a klisheni, now tata gavar. So the answer to the marshal says, no, only food to food is tata gavar, not the food to klipa. This is the machlokes between the shach and the taz. If here we have cold kli, and here we have hot food, says the Shach, tata gavar, like the Ramah at the end of Sif Gimel. If tata gavar, then what do we see? Now it's considered cold. And therefore, right? Therefore, Klisheni, Eino, Mavliya, Maflet, or maybe you could say Kedei Klipa, because maybe even though Tata Gavar, it could still have an Isser Kedei Klipa. Right? Maybe the Makeli Bala Kedei Klipa means it still has a long time, for a while it could be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. But the Marshal disagrees. Says the Marshal, no, Ein Tata Gavar Bekelev. And therefore, for the Marshal, there's no tata gavar. This food is as hot as it always was. There's nothing to do with tata gavar. Tata gavar means food lands on food. When food lands on food, the bottom food cools off the top food. That's the sugya of tata gavar. But when food lands in a kli, a kli doesn't cool off food. And therefore, that's the marker for the Maharshal. What does he say? Maybe. Kedei klipa. That's the marker for the Maharshal. Then a klisheni Mavliya kumo kli rishon. Because, really, you want to know what underlies this marshal that the Shach thinks is crazy in Sifkat and Hay and in the Nekudas Kesef there. It's just the Machlokas quote in the Shach Sifkat and Yud that the Itzra Heter and the Rashba and many, many other poskim view the Ramah that Tata Gavra applies to Kalim, in which case once it lands in the Kli, it's cold. But the Marshal thinks Tata Gavra does not apply to Kalim. He knows there's no Bishul because of the Fanos Makarus. That has to do with Bishul. That has nothing to do with Isra Hector, with Blios. But when it comes to Blios, there's no once there's no Tata Gavar, it's still considered hot. And therefore, Kli Rishon Bavli like a cliche. We don't pass like the Marshal. But he's not crazy. He's not going against the Sugya Tata Gavar. He just holds there's no Tata Gavar by Caleb.
Did he say that also the Kli is boiling hot and
Not sure. Yeah, Daniela.
Why let's say why two foods are cooler though?
Ah, because if this hot food in the Kli Sheni has not been cooled off at all, it's still hot.
The Yuri cooled off.
What Yuri? The
Yuri is only enough.
No, he's saying the whole sugya of the Yuri comes from Tata Gavra. That's only that food onto food. He says it's a mistake to think pouring food into a Kli is the sugya of the Yuri. He says you all made a big mistake. You took the Sugya Tata Gavra, which is a food landing on food, you turned it into something called Yuri, you turned that into pouring into a Klisheni. No. If you don't pour food onto food, that's not the Sugya that Yuri. That's just called transferring. Transferring doesn't do anything. Because it lands on a food, and a food cools off a food, not a Kli. Again, he admits the Fanos Makaro is cool off enough that it's not Mevashel. But in terms of Mavliya, it doesn't cool it off enough. Okay. Let's go to Sif Gimel then. Sif Gimel. Now we know about Kli Sheni. Sif Gimel. Nafal this Tata Gavra. Again, this is a bit of Chazara from Simon Sadi Aleph. You'll see if I turn my back to you. It won't be for long. Okay. Sif Gimel. Nafal is Racham to Heter Ham, Big Dixie Rishon, or Philo is Ritzonen to Heter Ham, Hakol Ozzer to Togover El Yon Macham, or Jamaflip Tachton. Right? If you have Ham on Ham or Sonen El Gabi Ham, then Tata Gavar, the bottom one wins. It's all considered hot, and the hot thing is Mafla. It gives its taste to the cold thing gives its taste to the hot thing. It's all considered hot. The Inter Sloma, the Heterotone, Tog Isercham, Shakol, Usser. Right? So what's he saying? If it's not Tog Gavar, just so you shouldn't make a mistake, you should know. Right? Cham, Al Gabi Cham, the Leos go. It's better. Cham, the Bleos go both ways. Sonen on Cham, the Bleos also go both ways. What does he say? What's the bigger finish? The bigger finish is that if the Isser is on top, the Bleos go into here, and obviously if the Isser is on the bottom, the Bleos even go from the cold thing to the hot thing, and obviously from the hot thing to the cold thing. Aval of Elyon Khan Vatachtum Sone in also look at a klipa afilum elyon hacham iser. Meaning in no case there are different scene directions here. Right? If you have Kham al Gabi Sone, then the iser only goes to the klipa and only goes to the klipa in both directions. That's a Demekali Bala. We've seen this at great length. In Simon Tzadi Aleph. Just one thing that the Shach points out as a cut and vav that's very important just to keep track of. He says, this is assuming you need two things in order to spread the taste. You need enough heat and you need enough slipperiness. what is that, viscosity? You need enough heat, and you need enough... okay, so that's the, what's the opposite of viscosity? Besides being hot enough, it also needs to be liquid enough, let's say. Right.
That sounds like...
Yeah, I mean, and there's no good word. No, there's no good word. What do we mean? What we mean is that it doesn't mean that these will always transfer here. As the Shach points out, and this is Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalid, he says, this is Mefurish in Sif Dalid, the Shach just gives us a preview of Sif Dalid. He says, was this only today Klipa? Regardless. What we mean in these two cases really is up to the whole piece. What do we mean up to the whole piece? It depends. If it's liquid, right? You know, liquid and a solid, right? What we call bishul, then it goes through the whole piece. If it's two solids, that's what's called sleeve. Who remembers how far the taste goes? See all my focus, but it depends whether it is. Exactly. If it's kachosh, it goes through Gidei Tila, as we'll see the shitas, that's how you pass it. And if it's shamein, then it goes through the whole piece. So when we say it goes through only Gidei Klipa, or it goes through the whole piece, if it's all hot, we don't mean automatically. We mean, assuming you have a liquid or fatty enough medium to transfer it that way, right? This basically what the Shach says here, this pithy of cotton vav is what the Shulchan Aruch is about to say in a few minutes in Sif Dalid. When do we say it goes the whole thing if it's cham al gabi cham or tonal gabi cham? If it's a solid in rotev, submerged in a liquid. But if you have two solids that slay, then it depends if it's fatty or not. So just keep that in mind. We will chazer that a few times. Let's continue the Ramah then. This is only true of a klibishon. Here we see the Rama agreed, not just an argument from silence, but silence. Not just in the last if he told us look here and there. You don't even have to look here and there because here tells us what he holds. This is only true of a klibishon. Like a student you took it off the fire, may nichu emaheter. Aval in kar munach biklisheni. If it was ready, put in a klisheni. And then you put the heter next to it or on top of it. Ain't oser chal doesn't answer at all because that's tzoni al gabi tzoni. Klisheni ain't oser kemo she nis ba'er. Right, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, once it's in a klisheni, it's cold. Cold plus klisheni is cold and cold and doesn't answer at all. Says the Shacharins of Zion, very important, don't get confused. As you're putting it in the klisheni, it answers kidei klipa. What the Ramah meant is after it's in the klisheni, then it's considered cold. So, lefi Ramah, if here you have a grill, and here you take one chaticha, and it lands in a klisheni, as it's landing in the klisheni, it is oser de klipa. That's not what the Ramah was made of. In this line. Was there a moment to be made on this line? That's not what he meant. What he meant is that if here you have your klisheni and here you have your chaticha on it, and then you add chaticha from the grill was already there and it was already sitting there. And then you add another cold chaticha next to it, below it, on top of it, doesn't make a difference. That's when it's moto legamri. Because once it's already resting in the klisheni, as it's resting in the klisheni, in that moment it lands in the klisheni, also you get klipa. Right? If it lands on the klisheni, the bottom klipa of the meat and the top klipa of the dish is usher. If it lands on a piece of the klisheni, the bottom klipa of this and the top klipa of what's underneath it is usher. But after it landed the klisheni, now it's already cold, the final spikaros, let's say, and then you put another cold piece next to it, now it's cold and cold, and there's no problem. Of course, who famously argues on this? What is the sugya called? This is the sugya called the ragosh, right? It's a solid piece. Here the Ramah talks about, mesir min ha'esh, menicho Ima heter munach klisheni meniach heter alav. Okay, it doesn't explicitly say swimming dover gushen. It sort of sounds that way, right? What it sounds like? It sounds like he's taking it off the fire and putting it in a klisheni. Liquids you take off the fire in a kli, but a steak you take off the fire and put in a klisheni. And he says once you put in the klisheni, it's now cold. Here the marshal disagrees. If you look here in the shach, he quotes sifkat and ches v'das marshal beis v'hetshlo sifro perikol abasser etc. The petover gush. No chatigas baser v'dag or zodochet the marim chan cham in akadera mayad so let us botino le'olam kikli rishon. A davar gush is like a kikli rishon forever. The ein biyadi lachriyan I can't paskin. However, he thinks that remember we analyze this since the Tosa says the kikli rishon has the fanos a mechamos and the klisheni is the fanos makaros. Since in a davar gush he doesn't think that the fanos are makarer, therefore he is machmer like the marshal that it is a kikli rishon. The Taz here says, at the end of Sifkat Nidalid, look what I wrote in Siman Sadi Dalid, that there's a sheet of the Marshal, and look what I wrote there. If you remember what he wrote there, is he's only Machber if there's Duch de Sakina, Halach Lamaisa, we are, the Ragosh says the Ramah, Sheni says the Marshal. It's like a Klibishon. The Shach is Machmir. The Taz is Machmir Rak. The Makom Dochke de Sakino, which is not most cases. Halach Lamaisa, our meaning is to be Machmir. Okay, the votes from saying we're not Machmir, maybe Gevad, they were Machmir, Misafek, or maybe even, you know, as a Chumrah. But our meaning is to be Machmir. Not to say for sure the Marshal's right. But to assume that we're machmir like the Marshal, therefore any davar gush we treat as a kli rishon, beinyan hilchos Shabbos, bein le'inyan iser b'heter. Therefore, when we talk about the kulos of kli sheni, that's if you pour chicken soup into a bowl. But if you take the actual chicken and put it on your plate, then as long as it's yatzah lettuce, well, we treat that chicken as a kli rishon. So if you put the actual chicken in your plate, and then you know, whatever weird scenario, you put a piece of big piece of cheese on top of the chicken. It's all going to be usher, because that is sonin al gabei cham the kli rishon we treat a davar gush as a kli rishon. Okay, yeah. No, only if it's yasal lettuce, but we won't have two chumers. The shach at the end of Sukkot and Ches says that if you have a tavshil of orez and dochan. That solo and nishbach kein rotev, that's horrible, then that's not a davar gush anymore. Okay, it's not exactly clear what he means by this, but simple pshat is what he means, is even if you have, meaning, obviously, if you have a tavshil, that's not solid, it's not a davar gush. It could be that what he means is, okay, it could be hard to know for sure, that what's his chiddush, even if there's actual pieces in there. But if the pieces are in a liquid, then that's not called a davar gush, which the kula that we saw in the Pesachim Chuvin Siman Sadi Dalit Sukkot Zayin, in the name of the Solas Lamincha, quoting the Torah Asham, who said that if you have solid pieces in the soup, they were not considered a davar gush because there was in the soup, and therefore they have the Fanos Makaros and Lamaisa. We can be makel like that. Okay, maybe that's what the Shach meant at the end of Sukkot Ches when he says if the tavshil was liquid. Yeah, maybe he just meant if it's totally liquid. And then, I don't know why he's making such a big deal of it. Of course, anything here that's a liquid is not a davar gush. Or maybe he meant if it's a liquid tavshil with pieces in it, and then that's the same thing as this Torah Asham quoted by the Solas Lamincha, quoted by the Pesachim Chuvah, which is on the sheet I handed out last time, and you can find the Pesachim Chuvah, Tzadik Dalet, Sukkot Zayin, then we are Mako. Okay, continuing in the... Yeah. Thermos. So a thermos is tricky, right? Because even though it doesn't have the fanos b'chamos, clearly, right? It doesn't really have the fanos makaros, because that's all chap of a thermos that's built specially to not have the fanos makaros. What?
It's revolt.
Yeah, but in our context, it doesn't have the fanos makaros. Right? I mean, the fanos don't really affect the food. That's the chap.
Yeah.
So what about a thermos? I don't know, in the postman, I really haven't seen. There's probably someplace, just I haven't seen much of a discussion of the status of the thermos. Because you'd think it doesn't have the Defanos Mechavos. It definitely doesn't have the Defanos Mechavos. But maybe it's like this. Excuse me, Dover Gush. And since the Defanos aren't Mechavos, now they are Mechavos a little in the thermos, just not significantly. But of course, in the Dover Gush, they're also Mechavos a little, just not. I mean, they're probably Mekarer less than in the Dover Gush. Simple shot is that a thermos might depend on the same achlok as about Dover Gush. So it doesn't have the Fanos Mekaros, but it doesn't have the Fanos Mekaros, and if we're Machber in Dover Gush, we should also be Machber by a thermos, maybe. Maybe we should also be Machber by a thermos. I don't know, logically you'd think we should also be Machber by a thermos, but I'm not sure.
Between like real good thermoses versus like ones that are like
Yeah, I also am not sure what a thermos mug is. What's a thermos mug?
This is a handle.
What?
It has a handle.
Well,
no, there's like a difference between like Sasha has versus like
a mug that's a thermos.
Like something that you keep.
Oh, hold on, Sasha, is that a thermos mug? No, they really are legit. I know, like, my kids use them sometimes. They really stay hot all day. As a matter of fact, they're really better than a Klibisha. What? Yeah, that's what I meant, obviously. Anyway, I don't know. You think me svara, we should be machmer on a thermos. Okay, it's a nice chumra. It's good to have chumras. You think we should be Machra? I'll look around. It's got to be modern day close to talking about it. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the Archa Shulchan. But yeah, no, I mean, they had thermoses before that. Yes. Okay. Viter. So we'll look it up. You and I will both look it up, and one of us will probably remember too. Okay, continuing. The Imi Nicham Zetzel Zeh. Here's an interesting question. What if you have hot and cold, but they're next to each other? Right? There's no tata, there's no ilah. Hot and cold, they are next to each other. So what do you do in this case? Now, I know we have this discussion already. Right? Again, all this will be reminiscent of Tzadi Aleph. And then I said, oh, this is going to be machlok to the Zimun Kafe. So what if you have Cham and Soni? Right? That's not covered by the whole sugya of tata gamar. So is that covered by any sugya? So here, we're not sure if it's covered by... We're not sure if it's covered by any sugya. Because there's one sugya that might or may not be relevant. I know the way the Shach used the Lashon, it's a little confusing in terms of this. But there's a Gemara that talks about Tahar Meluach V'Tameh Tafel and Tameh Meluach V'Tahar Tafel. What does that mean? You put treif with kosher. I think the example is with fish, but it could be anything. What if the treif is salted and the kosher is unsalted? Or the treif is unsalted and the kosher is salted? That's similar to the treif being hot and the kosher being cold, or the treif being cold and the kosher being hot. Or, which is how similar. What does it say? It says, the treif, the salted is mavliyan to the unsalted, but the unsalted is not mavliyan to the salted. Okay, the big question is that something unique to salting? Or, meaning, why not say, tata gover, etc.? So is that something unique to salting, or is that because there was no one said anything about top and bottom? That's because they were next to each other. So do we assume the sugya of Tohar Meliach V'Tameh Tafel and Tameh Meliach V'Tahar Tafel, Tafel again with a Tuf meaning unsalted, is that the key to unlocking next to each other? Or, no, that's about salting and has nothing to do with our sugya. Says the Rama, Ima Echad, if they're both hot, everything's aser. That's not such a chiddush, even though the Shach quotes a really, really weird smack that says even if they're both hot, they're not both aser. But that is a bit of a tame, even though Shach would quote the smack, say this is a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. Let's not assume that. It's also Kedei Klipa. Okay, so let's review what does Rama say.
if you have cham and cham, then the iser asers the heter ligamri, which makes sense. It's hot and hot. Who cares about gavar?
There's no tzatzah, there's no ilah, but it's okay. There's no gavar here. Everything's hot. What's the big deal? Even though the shach quotes from a smach, smach means really that goes from the parrots in the smach. Often in the old days, they weren't marked in the manuscripts. What was the original smach writing of Rabbi Yitzchak of Korvel? And what was the European affair of Sagos? Okay, he says, no, it's only Usher Kedei Klipa if they're next to each other, which is a little, you know, a little hard to understand. You know, why would that be? But let's forget them. What about Cham and Soni? So says the Ramah. Nope. Only Kedei Klipa. Meaning, what's the assumption? Nothing is Gover, right? If nothing is Gover, what happens? Then it's Asher Kedei Klipa. Ima Echad Sonein, the Heter needs Klipa. Meaning it doesn't matter if the Heter is Sonein and the Isser is Cham, or the Heter is Cham and the Isser is Sonein. If one is Sonein, one is Cham, the Heter needs Klipa. Meaning each one is Mavliya Kedei Klipa into the other. Right? So whatever was a Heter now becomes Asher Kedei Klipa. That's the assumption. If nothing is Gover, that's the same as Kol being Gover. However, the Marshal disagrees. The Taz and the Shach. Quote Marshal, he says, no. He says, this is like the Sugya of Torah Meliach the Tamei Tafel. Says the Marshal, if you have Cham and Sonein, the Cham is Mavliya into the whole Sonein piece. But the Sonein is not Mavliya into the whole Cham piece. That's only Kedei Klipa. Right? I hope the diagrams are clear. Shouldn't be that hard. That's what he says. He says no. Then what do you view it as? Well, what's coming out, unlike these cases, remember, in all these cases, top and bottom, it was bidirectional. However much the top was mavli into the bottom was mavli into the top. However, in this case, says Marshall, it's not bidirectional. Why? Because nothing's Gover. In this case, the bottom's Gover, so it's all hot, total Leos. In this case, the bottom's Gover, it's all cold, only Kedei Klipa. Over here, nothing's Gover. If nothing's Gover, what happens? Then hot has power, the cold doesn't. So the hot is bubbling into the whole thing, the cold is only bubbling into Kedei Klipa. Okay, it's actually a logical shita. If neither one is Gover, then each one does whatever it can do. So the hot makes a big Leo, and the cold only makes Kedei Klipa. Right, but Lamaisa, we don't assume that. It's a good point, but we don't assume that. Okay, if you would, then you'd have to say, well, bring a tsarif, the sheet that doesn't assume that.
So
they will only he's more master. Says the tzonim will ask the cham to klipa, the cham will ask the tzonim. So like, if the cham owns the heter, then they have the same sheet. But if the tzomim is the heter, there's a big nafkamina. Or if it's meat and milk, there's a big nafkamina. This is the Maharshal, who agrees with who, just in terms of Achra, then we'll take Noach's question. The Shach here says, in Sukkot and Test, Chein Mash V'Israel Heter Poshet, and the Maharshal wrote that he's more Machmir, etc. Okay, he rejects him. Okay, his lashon is a little unclear. But in the end, he rejects him. He says, and the Isser Heter also rejects him. Marshal himself quotes the Mordechai differently. He agrees with the Ramah. That's what we saw in Siman Sadi Aleph. And the Taz here agrees with the Marshal. Says there's no Hefster Meruba, you should be Machmir. Like the Marshal. So he says the Shach, like the Ramah, says the Taz. Depends. If there's Hefsin Maruba, you can pass the like the Ramah. If there's no Hefsin Maruba, you should be Machmir like the Marshal. Halach l'maisa, it's very hard to know how to be Machriya in these cases, especially since I don't know how often it really. I don't know how often this particular one really comes up, I must admit.
But the Chachmas Adam is nervous about this, and he's machmir like the Taz. So the Maisa, I think, you know, definitely room to be machmir like the Taz here, to be choshish for the Marshal. What if it's a diagonal? That's an interesting question I never thought about it before. What if it's diagonal? I would assume we would still call that top and bottom. I would think. That's what I would think. Okay. Yes. No, sorry.
What happened to the Roomba's ruling in subject about Tatar Gohar operating on a horizontal axis as well?
What do you mean?
Well, he says that if you have a case where you have the Eroy of milk that falls into Kadira Bossard.
Aha, what about that? Ramah, who says the milk spills on the Kadir Basar, we say Tatar Gavar, the hot milk onto the cold Kli, we say the cold Kli is Gavar, and the Shah says, what about Tatar Gavar? They're next to each other. And one answer was, well, one was flowing from on top. The other answer was, it was Mamash landing on top. The third answer was, since it was moving, then whatever stationary is the Tata. So what about here? But here, I think under all three answers of the Shach, that this wouldn't be the same. Because neither one's dripping on top or flowing from on top, and neither one's moving. They're sort of just sitting there running their own business, right? It's not like a flowing thing. So I think here, according to all three answers of the Shach, this was not covered by that Rama. Okay. Continuing. Yeah, Jeremy.
Wasn't the Gemara that we already brought up, maybe you mentioned discussing
Yeah. Well, the two pieces are still next to each other.
See, was that an important criteria in order to deal with by this case, obviously, not to have a queen at the top, right? Your plate, or whatever, you're putting the items on.
No, that case was salting. Salting, if you don't have a clean new cow, it all soaks in the brine. Over here, it's not soaking in anything, so there's no liquid, so it doesn't make a difference.
It's, we were assuming that they were comparable.
That's the Marshal's thinking, yeah. Either the Ramah disagrees. Okay, continues the Ramah, and we already mentioned this one. Isha shenichu b'kli heter lehefich amri megam kim dinta the gavur kamo shdei chatichos v'ayin lel sum tzadidal m'chatech was v'sak m'chol lepes, right? You put hot food on a cold plate, cold food on a hot plate, we apply to the gavur again, that was what Marshal disagreed with, but we agree with Ramah, and we apply to the gavur, and that was assumed by a few halachos like the one Noah mentioned in Simon Tzadi Beis. Before we continue, I would just mention this interesting kula of the Chamudi Daniel in Piskei Tshuva Ches. I don't know what it's like in your Shulchan Aruch. Do you have two Piskei Tshuva Cheses? What's the first word of Piskei Tshuva Ches? And what's the next Piskei Tshuva? Nafal. What is that? A Sifkatan?
It's
Oh, you also have a Chet Star. Okay, same as me. Seder. So, Piskei Tshuva Chet Star. Pretty sure it wasn't a Chet Star in the original print of the Shulchan Aruch. I have to check downstairs in my office. I have a very old one. State of the art when I was your age, which meant photo offset of what they printed in Europe. Anyway, so what does he say here? He quotes a big kula of the Chamudi Daniel, which has nothing to do really with our sif. It just like comes in, the words of the sif make you think of it. They're talking about something falling on something. What if all of a sudden what happens? Your hot dog falls on the lasagna, you see it falling, and you pick it up right away. Is that enough time to make a bliya? Does bliyas take time? Interesting question. It really has nothing to do with our sif. It's just like since it says nafal, this on that, he thinks of, what if it was nafal and you picked it up right away?
So says the Chumuni Daniel here, Shekosav, Simon Aleph. Okay, very beginning, Chumuni Daniel. Shekosav, the Einon Eser Techa from Seel Miyad. Nothing makes a blear right away if you remove it immediately. Elon King Shak Sassan sits for a little while. And what's his Raya? Sadi Beis, Sif Beis. We can never forget that. And Nir Vekisa Miyad Mutter. Remember, if the milk falls on the Chaticha and you stir it right away, it's Mutter. Why, if you stir it right away, is it Mutter? Ah, because it hasn't had time to be a bli, it won't be chanan. What's the point? If you stir it right away, there's no chanan. Right? That's the sentence of the tzadi beis. If the milk falls on the meaning, you stir it right away, there's no chanan. But if you wait a few seconds and stir it, there is chanan. So what do we see? Right away, there's no chanan. Why is right away there no chanan? Because there's no bliya. Okay? So that shows it takes a few seconds to have a bliya. That's the sheet of the Chumud Daniel. Okay, this is a big chiddush. I was not super duper convinced this Chumud Daniel. Even though, over in science, I don't know. Anyone here a scientist? What? Okay. All right, I took a lot more science than that, but I'm not a scientist. That's very politically correct of you. That was just white supremacy. It could be that scientifically maybe it's true. I don't have to ask a scientist to take time for bleos. Usually things do take time. Most things take time in science. Yes? Ah, so hold that thought. So what do we see here? Sadi Beis said something that is very poshut. And this exactly, if you want to look, the Badei Shulchan discusses this back in Simon Tzadi Beis in Putin Lamed Hey, he discusses exactly your question, which is what I was about to say. Right? We know from Tzadi Beis that Nafla Tiba Al Hachaticha in Nidair O Kisa Miyad, and then obviously, actually, I shouldn't say in the O Kisa Miyad, then there's no Hanan. Let me be very precise here. Then the Chaticha is not Hanan. That's a fact. The question is why? Says the Chamudei Daniel. Because the Tipa is not Nivla into the Chaticha until a few seconds passed. Because there's no plea until a few seconds pass, and therefore anything that falls anywhere, if you remove it right away, there's no bleos. Says Yoni, not so pashat. Maybe the tipa is nivlin to the chaticha right away. There's just no chanan until a few seconds pass. Why is that? Here, again, if you want to look at the Badei Shulchan, 92, Sefutin 35, you can see his discussion. I'm going to say slightly different angle. But maybe you could say that, no, the bliya happens Miyad. You know why there's no Hanan? Because when is there Hanan? There's only Hanan when an Isser goes into, or milk goes into meat and stays in one piece of meat, not when it keeps spreading. So therefore, if you stir it right away, you're mitzaref the original bliya to the continued bliya through the whole pot, and there's no Hanan. I don't know if that's what Yoni had in mind, or you had something else in mind. What? Ah, okay, good. That's what the Shulchan says. So, okay, you're Mechanim, someone who's smarter than me. But Bliya happens to be Yad, but maybe it doesn't spread. Okay, well fine. If we have two against one, right? Amoda, but it doesn't spread. The Bliya happens to be Yad, but through the whole chaticha.
until a few seconds passed. Okay, I was thinking something else, that it's just, even if it does spread, if a few seconds don't pass and you stir it, then the original spreading would serve to the continued spreading, and it was bottled, the whole thing, and it's never chanan. Okay, but however you want to say, right, you can give another explanation. Yes? Of whether it spreads in the whole thing, correct. But let's even say through the part that's outside the rotev or something, or through the top, you know. That was a Timrash. Let's assume within the region, it does spread through the whole piece. Right? Or within a few seconds, you can be Mitzarif the first spreading to the second spreading, if you understand what I mean. And therefore, there's no Hanan, because whenever something keeps spreading, there's no Hanan, only when it stops in one place. Yoni. Correct. Although halacha l'maisa, I don't know if we'd be mechal, because that's not the version of the shir, it's just miyah. Nafgamina is the chiddush of the Chamudi Daniel. What if cheese? What would my case know? Meat falls on hot lasagna, right? Of course. I'm using lasagna in the Jewish way, right? In the outside world, lasagna means it has meat. So what are you talking about, right? But assuming we know that, I wouldn't say real lasagna, right? Italians are into lasagna, not us. But okay, well, figure meat falls on hot Jewish lasagna, and you remove it immediately. According to the Chamud Daniel, it is mutter. But if you take the other approach, it's also this Chamud Daniel is a chiddush. Question is, do we hold like the chiddush? Do we not hold like this chiddush of the Chamud Daniel? Is a good question. Halach Lamaisa, interestingly, I think this may be where he's coming from also, but regardless of where he's coming from, okay. I printed something out, but I left it in my printer, so you'll have to take my word. No. You'll just take my word for it. Or you look it up yourselves. The Aruch HaShulchan right here, Sif Mem Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan here, Sif Mem Gimel, he says, it seems to me just based on logic that if you pick it up right away, there's no Bliya, because it takes time for the Bliya to go in, just scientifically. He doesn't mean scientifically, he's a scientist. He just means common sense. And then I actually found there's a Chamud Daniel who says this. Okay, meaning, he's not saying because the Chamud Daniel's right, he's doing tiny babies. Yeah, I'm not sure it was convincing. You said because it made sense to him. And then it was nice. There was also a Chamud Daniel. So Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says, like the Chamud Daniel, not necessarily mitame, meaning if the only thing is a proof in Sadi Beis, I would not be so convinced. But given that, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, he wanted to say it before he saw this proof in Sadi Beis. He just thought it made sense. And then he also found this Chamud Daniel, which, can only help. The Aruch HaShulchan pass like the Kun and Neil, nearly that there is certainly room to be made like this Chamud Daniel. If you take it off right away, Mistama, there wasn't enough time for the Bliya to spread. I think you can make it like this way, Daniel. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's Pashut to be made it this way before he saw the Chamud Daniel. So even if his Raya in Sadi Bey is not a good Raya, but he still has a, he still has a good point.
What's motivating you to disagree with how we did the meal, like besides from the GS, like a startup?
No, what's motivating me is just that, a bias. What I mean by that? When I first learned Simon Sadi Gaze, that's not the way I thought. when I saw that halacha Simon Sadi Gaze. And also it's a chiddush. No, what's really motivating me to question the Chamud Daniel? It's a chiddush, and the raya is not a good raya. And the raya is not a mukhrach raya. I'm always skeptical if people make chiddushim without a mukhrach raya. It's good to have skepticism in your life.
Does it only apply to the other considerably?
No, I think you were saying in general.
You boil something in a pot, and then you quickly realize and you pour it out.
Clearly is miyad. Miyad means like it fell and you took it off like in 1 second. He didn't mean you boil it in the pot. He means like mamish miyad.
What does miyan mean? My fleshik spoon fell on the hot wacky mac and I took it off right away. That's what he means by miyad. You know, something like that.
So
miyad means like as fast as human reflexes work.
We're only applying pieces
of the Togavar. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the Togavar. He just happened to throw it in here because we talk about things falling on things. Not to talk to, I think you would say the same thing was hot and hot.
You assume that if it's still with Toplin or Estruman or
I don't think so. I don't think he cares. Okay, it's a nice chiddush. And the Aruch HaShulchan is making like, and the truth is, in common sense, it does make certain scientific sense, right? Like, it does take time for things to be nifla. Yeah.
One more
what?
Performing experiment. It's sorting at how the farm. Take out mini and see no temperature change.
I mean, the truth is that I'm sure if you do the experiment, you'll find that in a short time the temperature doesn't change. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. What if you did? Then come back to me. Yeah, I'm saying I'll be Matzias. I think that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He doesn't agree with the Kamut to be able to do the rites to Mitzadi Bees. He agrees with the Chumash Daniel because he thinks it makes sense. We can see this. Okay. I agree with the Lashon, but okay, I think I've summarized it well enough. Okay, the end of this Sif Gimel is a very halachal maisa. Very halachal maisa. It's based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin. Not a Maseches we learn every day. Maybe we should. But Maseches Machshirin. Mishnah Hey. Sorry, Perik Hey Mishnah Yud, I meant, sorry. Right? You want to quote it to me? Okay. Hama'arif, someone pours. Mecham lecham litzonin litzonin mecham litzonin tor. Right, you should know, this was this is a big shaila in the days of Tumah Batara. Right? What if you pour? Now, if you pour from tummy into tahor, that's not a big shaila. Obviously, if you pour from tummy into tahor, you're matami it, right? Question is, what if you pour from tahor into tummy? As you can imagine, this is a very, very big practical shaila in the old days, right? I'm a chaver storekeeper in the old days before plastic. What does everyone come? They want to buy my wine, my oil, so they bring a jug and I fill it up. If it's tummy, have I just been matami everything that's in my barrel, etc.? Right? If I pour you a cup of, right? You're at Ama Eretz, you're holding a cup and I pour you some wine. Have I been tummy the whole bottle? Right? Does tumma go upstream? Right? That was in the old days, it was a very weighty question. Does tumma go upstream? And part of this machlot called mitzo chibur. A mitzo chibur is pouring considered a chibur or not. We pass a mitzo chibur. If I pour hot into hot or hot into cold or cold into cold, the tumma doesn't go upstream. Okay. I'm pretty sure like the Tzedukim or someone said otherwise, which made it much harder to keep Tumah Matara socially. But, okay, that doesn't really concern us because the Tzedukim are not a valid halachic shita. But what does the Mishnah continue to say? Mitzonein lecham tamei. From tzonein to cham is tamei. Why pour cold into hot, the tumma goes upstream. And then Rabbi Shimon says, even from hot to hot, if it's from hot into hotter, then it's also tummy, right? Because he says there's relative heat, right? If I pour from, let's use Fahrenheit, 120 degrees into 130 degrees, okay, he's also mafia. That's a detail we need to go into now. But you see, okay, that's just the best way to draw the line. You say there's hot and cold, and you say there's different levels of heat and cold. But what do we see here? If you pour from cold into hot, then the tumma goes upstream. What's the big question? Very reminiscent of the last thing we saw from Machshirin. Wasn't from, or was it? I thought it was from Machshirin.
Yeah.
What was the last thing we saw from Machshirin?
Zeya.
Does what it says in Machshirin about Zeya only for Tum of Atara, also for Isvahatra, right? The Rush assumed it was all for Isvahatra, started the ball rolling, and I quoted to you the Mishnah Yaakov did question that. Said, what even lies? So here also, clearly in Tum of Atara, okay, maybe we'll be Zocha soon to go back to Tum of Atara, but in Tum of Atara, is right today, is it relevant? The Tum goes upstream only if it's cold into hot. How about Isvahatra? Does the Tom go upstream? Maybe it's easier for Tuma to go upstream than Tom to go upstream, because Tuma just needs an Igiya Bialma, and Tom actually needs an Asinas Tom. So that is not clear. Very similar to the machloks we had about Zeya. So says the Rama, to make a long story short, says the Rama, according to Yisra Heter Ha'arach, Aser Leros Bikli Sheish Moshuman Kasha Lener Dolik Sheish Mochela Voshuman Iser Ubidiyabed in Machosh. He makes up Shara, Aser Lechachila, and Mutter Bidiyavid. What was the common case that would come up in his days? Meaning, why would you be pouring your cold things into hot treif? Right? I mean, what are the odds? Your Goyish neighbor is going to knock at your door with his pot of soup and say, could you pour some cold water into this? You know, it's not a common everyday scenario. So why would this ever come up? So he says this would only come up in his day. It could have come up in other cases. In his days, what it come up with is in lighting lamps, because they would use oil lamps. And they would use trefoil for the lamps. That's perfectly much. So they could have a chilav lamp, and then you're running low on oil, you don't have any more chilav. So you take your shuman from your kitchen and pour it into the lamp, so you're pouring cold shuman into hot chilav. Does the treif go up and treif up the rest of your shuman, which you were planning to use for cooking? The answer is l'chachilo or machmer, but b'dievet, it's okay. Okay, yes? Pashas, there's only she'im nifsak hakiloach, yes. But keep in mind, like, most pouring is not nifsak hakiloach. Right. It's very awkward to pour with nifsak hakiloach. Right, but pashas is only if it's not nifsak hakiloach, I agree. Now, what's the reason for this? So we understand b'dievet, what is he saying? How could the tam go upstream? Right? How can the tam go upstream? I understand tuma go upstream because tuma doesn't have to be a physical thing that goes. It just has to be contact. So, okay, we consider the bottom to be in contact with the top. But how can the tam go upstream? Like, molecules aren't going upstream. Okay, but l'chachila or machmir. Why are we machmir l'chachila? Is machlokes in the shach and the taz? Says the taz. Hatam be'isveheter detata gover u'mechabro b'nitzok. Because the nitzok is mechaberet. The nitzok is mechaberet. Okay. Says, that's the taz. The nitzok being the stream. The stream is mechaber. Says the shach, mishon, in sefkat yud aleph, dehahevel olam yaner l'mala, kach mukhatame, araya shevi amordechai perkel abasar. Because hevel, because of the steam. Because if you think about it, the cold shuman doesn't have any steam. The hot chilam on the bottom has steam. Everyone knows if you actually pour cold into hot, I'm pretty sure you make more steam rise. Somehow disturbing it, it makes a... And basically, there's no steam coming from the top, only steam coming from the bottom. So the bottom steam has no counter pressure. It just goes into the top. Okay, that is the... Right, what if you're pouring cold into hot, what do we say? Also, l'chachila and mutter bidi eved. Why is our l'chachila? Either we're afraid that somehow the stream is a connection and makes the taste transfer, or the steam makes the taste transfer. Here, how is this relevant? Yeah, Sasha? We seem to it's funny. He doesn't really mean nitzok chibur because he knows it's not cold into cold, right? So it's not. He doesn't really mean nitzok chibur. He means, although he does say umechabro benitzok, he says tata gover umechabro benitzok. So what he means is he doesn't literally mean nitzok chibur. That's against the Mishnah Machshirin. What he means is that, since the bottom is hot and the top is cold, the tata is govar, and therefore the heat of the top, the heat of the bottom spreads through the cold and makes a chibur. So it's not a real nitzok chibur. It's just because the heat makes this Not that he makes more of a chibur. I know I'm using his lashon, but I should be doing what I usually do, trying to translate his lashon to one that's easier to understand. What he means is that since this is hot and tatag gavar, again, cold is also tatag gavar, but cold doesn't spread. It's more than hot. You know, the heat spreads up, and since the heat spreads up, the taste spreads up. Well, the shach says the steam. It's a little easier to understand the shach. Okay, halacha maisa. Here we get into a big machlok zachronim, a big chumrah of. If you look in the where does yeah. That is actually a good point. The Taz wouldn't apply if it's Nifsak HaKiluach, but the Shach might apply even if it's Nifsak HaKiluach. So maybe what I said before is not true. It's totally in the Shach and the Taz. You know what? I'm Mo did a Ben.
Woo!
I'm Mo did a Ben. But yeah, maybe even the steam doesn't go. Yeah, you know what? I'm leaving it with Sergio. Okay, I'm leaving it with Sergio, and I don't want Noach to be too happy. I don't want it to go to Noah's head. So if you look in the Prima Godim here, Mishpil Zov Sivkat and Zion, it's Sivkat and Vav, I mean, on the second paragraph, he says, Vidad, the Shom of Urbatana Kama, Matar, Bacham, Lutocham. Umashu, the Mishri says, Cham, Lutocham is no problem, even the Chachila, right? Because the Mishnah had no problem, Cham, Lutocham. Chen Kazu Beis Hillel, the Tzarchiyun. That's what the Beis Hillel wrote, and a bunch of Achronim, Vid Tzarech Iyun. Okay, he leaves it. It's a little funny between you and me. The Prima Godim leaves anyone who's ever Mekel Vid Tzarech Iyun. Not just his Derech, he's very cautious. So I would not make a big deal of this. But if you look at the Darkei Tshuva here, which I didn't bring with me, he brings most Achronim say exactly like this. Prima Godim quoting the. No, I'm going to put it in a sorry, Ian, I don't consider that a psak lachish lachomer. That's his style. Okay, but the Darkei Tshuva quotes most achronim who say exactly like this Beis Hillel. It's a Mishnah. The whole Chomer l'chachil is based on a Mishnah. And the Mishnah was only Tzomer l'tocham. Why? Makes sense. For the Taz, it makes sense. They're both hot. Neither one of them is spreading into the other. So therefore, the time doesn't go up. And for the Shach, it also makes sense. They're both hot. There's steam coming off both. So the steam of each one pushes away the steam of the other one, and the steam stays in the middle. Okay, but the Darkei Tshuva does quote from the Kanfei Yonah, who's Machri even Cham Tocham. He says, no, our suffix is not just that the Mishnah, he's Machri even Cham Tocham. Okay, maybe because the truth is, now maybe because Rav Shimon says Cham Tocham, you don't know which is hotter, which is colder. Maybe it will be a little more macro in the Mishnah. I think that's a big chiddush. However, Rabbi Forst in page 280 quotes. Rabbi Forst in page 280. Quotes from Rav Yoshev Bipiashmua that he sent someone to ask for, or he heard from someone, asked Rav Yoshev, who once said it's good to be machmir l'chachila, property machmir l'chachila, even tam l'tocham. So I think that's a big chumrah, because after all, it's a minority of achronim about something that's only an issue l'chachila in the first place, to be machmir l'tocham. But okay, that's Yesh Machri and Tam Tocham. I think it's a really big chomer. Why? Because even Tzon in the Tocham is only Asu L'Chachila. And according to most Achronim, Cham L'Tocham is Mutl L'Chachila. So Cham L'Tocham, according to Rov Achronim, is Mutl L'Chachila. According to Mir Achronim, is Asu L'Chachila, Mutl B'Yevet. So you have to be Machri in every Shitas of a Miot, who still admits it's Mutl B'Yevet. I think it's a big chomer. I'm not convinced you have to, but some people are Machri even at Cham L'Tocham. The Maisa, what about Cham L'Tocham, the Beis Hillel, the Prima Godin, saying Motor L'Chatchila, and others. The Ode, the Kanfei Yonah, you could look it up, just look at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in the Darkei Tshuva, says still Asur L'Chatchila. Okay, Rabbi Yoshua is Machmer like the Kanfei Yonah L'Chatchila, and it's easy to Machmer L'Chatchila maybe. Hey, on the one you say, what's the big deal? Why be choshish for a certain l'chachil? On the other hand, why not be choshish? You know, that was certainly Rav Yoshev's
attitude during much of his career. Okay, so yesh machmir lechachil and cham tocham, but one thing that would have tzonin l'tocham doesn't come up a ton. Tzonin l'tocham, but it could. So let's just go through some examples. What would be tzonin l'tocham? Doesn't come up a lot. We don't have the kind of lamps they had. But for example, let's say you want to add water to your cholenter soup. Not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, you would never add cold water to your cholenter soup. On a weekday, right before Shabbos, you want to add cold water to your cholenter soup. You can't take a milchei kli and pour the cold water into your soup or cholent, because that's tzonin l'tocham and that's also l'chachila. Because that's also l'chachila. Okay, from a pariv kli, isn't the problem the contents of the kli, not the kli them? So the truth is, maybe I should take that back. Let's see. One second. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. A simple shot. He doesn't quote here this explicitly.
Doesn't seem so.
But if you say the time goes off, then maybe it should affect the luck. Anyway, I'm not convinced. Nerlin is dietary, but not pour from a milchik mug or whatever. From a pariv, then I wouldn't worry. Because what's the big deal? Even if some tom does go into it, it's not burnout anyway. So mice of the cold and the hot, I would say not going to affect many of our shilas. What would be a better example? Better example would be hot and hot. Those who are machmer and hot and hot would have more chumers. Like, for example, if you're machmer on hot and tahat, then I wouldn't add hot water to my cholent from the kumkum, because then all the water in the kumkum will be l'chachila. I'll be turning it fleshik, and I know I'm going to use it for coffee with milk. Right? So then that gets, if you're machmer like Rav Eliezer, like the Kanfei Yonah, then already when you have an urn, you shouldn't pour from the urn into even hot and tahat, into hot cholent, because then all the water that's left in the urn will lechachila, will be lechachila choshesh that it turned fleshik. So you shouldn't do that. Okay. I'm not convinced that you have to be machmer like Rav Eliezer. It seems to be it's a chumra you say. No, because Rav Eliezer says he's not machmer. If you look at this, I should have handed out the right force, page 280. He's not machmer on the kli. That's already not or not. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, cold and tahat, doesn't really come up a lot, but we should be machmer. Han and tahat, yesh machmirim, might come up, but han and to cold, for sure no one's machmer. And therefore, this is very important. Most cases of using an urn are han and to cold. Right? For example, what are the most shilas of using an urn? Let's say, again, nothing to do with shops, right? I'm not dealing with Bishop here. I put hot chocolate powder into a mug, and then I pour the hot water from the urn in it. The water from the urn is landing on the milk like hot chocolate powder. That's okay. That's hot into cold. No one's machmer on that, even with chachila. Now, I know once it lands, it's still hot. It's hot into cold. No one's machmer in that l'chachila, and therefore that makes us feel better about the shayla I get asked every year, inevitably in Gruss, and you could ask that everyone else. We have those like hot water, cold water bars, machines, whatever you call them. So every year, someone finds one of the non-Jewish guards who brings his instant soup, the non-tradition instant soup that's treif. or whatever, and he brings the thing and he pours the hot water into it. Is that a problem? The answer is it's not a problem. He's not pouring hot into hot, which I don't even think is a problem. Certainly not pouring cold into hot. He's pouring hot into cold. Hot into cold, everyone agrees is okay. And therefore, it's not a problem if he pours hot into cold and likewise anything. You take your hot kettle, you want to pour into a cold tray. Not a problem. Hot into cold, we're not machmer. We're only machmer cold into hot, and some are machmer on hot into hot. What? Even if the zeya that comes up, the zeya is coming up after already lands in a klisheni, it's unclear. Meaning every time you pour hot into cold, the zeya will come up after it lands, right? And yet the Mishnah wasn't machmer for that. So you could say, no, if you mamash see the zeya coming up exactly at that spot, maybe there's more room to be machmer. But in any case, if it's a zeya from the klisheni after it lands, then we're certainly not being off from B'Evet, so we don't have to worry about what the guard does. Correct. No. That's just really fine.
So, two questions. One, where are you going to why you
Yes, because according to the shaft that's the steam, when you pour tzomim into ham, there's steam coming from the bottom and not from the top. So the steam from the bottom rides up the stream to the top. But when you're pouring hot and hot, there's steam coming down and steam coming up. So they block each other from continuing. And according to the Taz, it's only because Tata Gavar, this takes over the stream and moves up. But if they're both hot, neither one takes over the stream. So it doesn't move up. And maybe that. Because his lashon is because it's, I mean, maybe that's sort of some of the machmirim, but but this is a unique case. That's when two things touch each other. Here is when you have a pouring, a nitzok. Anyway, how? Yeah. No, because it can't be that nitzok is a chibur, because no one's machmir, again, no one's machmir on hot into cold. Right? Unless you want to say he is. So the truth is that, just to be fair, if you continue in this Prima Gadim, he says the crazy place he wrote, writes that the Taz thinks Mamish Nitzo Chibur, even cold into cold, doesn't matter, and the crazy place he disagrees. But that's an unfair accusation on the Taz. I don't think the Taz holds that. Then Lechatchila, if you are Machmer and Hanan Tahat, then you shouldn't do it. L'chadchila. Nothing happens to it. Because in l'chadchila you say it'll become flation.
The
water. No, the water. No, that was a milchikli. A milchikli you might be more worried about, because then you know the heter not bar not. For the power of kli you're not worried about. I think so.
Well, on Shabbos, you realize that your children might burn. That surely is a better way to use a klisheni to add water to your crock pot to avoid the Shabbos issue? Or is it better to use the pour water directly?
Great. Okay. So that was a segue into the caveat I wanted to add. Thank you, Jeremy. I wanted to add one caveat. But to add this one caveat, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to turn my back to you. I think you have to add one caveat. And the truth is that it could be that once I add this caveat, the Kamfayona would admit that I'm right. If you look at his Lashon, which I don't remember so well, but I think once I add the caveat, he might admit I'm right. Let's review for a second. Here we have, pouring Kham into Tsone, that's Moche. Pouring Tsone into Kham, that's Aser Lechatchila. Pouring Kham into Kham, Yesh Omrim, the Aser Lechatchila.
I think you have to make an okimta in all these cases, though. Why? Because we paskin like the Ramah in Simen Tzadi Beis. Remember the Ramah with the salamis? You hung the salamis above the milchik zeya. It's okay because they were so high up that the zeya wasn't hot. What if they had been low down in hot zeya? Salamis would have been treif, right? That's Ramah in Tzadi Beis Sif Ches. So hold on a second. If you're pouring it the cham, then even before you start pouring, the zeya is going up. And if you put your kosher into the zeya of the treif cham, or your parav or melchik in the zeya of the fleish cham, then forget about this whole mission of machshirin. This is just a regular case of zeya, which I know is also controversial. We're a machra in zeya. So I think you have to make an okimta in this whole case in the Ramah. What's the okimta? The okimta is, what okimta do you have to make? That this is only if you are not placing the top kli into the pre-existing zeya of the bottom kli. Meaning, you take your cholent. Let's say your cholent is not steaming. Maybe it's not hot enough to steam. Or let's say steaming a little goes this high. And then you hold your kli this high. You're not placing it to the zeya. Once you pour, that'll cause more zeya. Okay, but that's what the shach says. Only choshesh l'chachila. But you're not placing it into the pre-existing zeya. But if you are, then it's usur even b'di'evet. Let's review this again. If I have a chulent that's not steaming, and then I pour water from the kumkum. Now steam comes out of the kumkum, whatever. Okay, but that's this case of the Ramah Cham L'Toh Cham, which is maybe also l'chachila, probably not even also l'chachila. That's the case of the Ramah here. When it wasn't, before I started pouring, it wasn't in the steam. The steam only comes through the pouring. That's the case of the Ramah. But if it was in the steam before I started pouring, then even if I didn't pour anything, the steam of the cholent is going up to my urn and makes it fleishig, right? And then you don't need this Ramah. We already know that from Simen Tzadi Beis. So if the steam is reaching this top kli before I start pouring, that's Pashat Asher Kedem Zeya. That's the Ramah in Simen Tzadi Beis. I know the Bach disagreed there, Meikar Din, but we all like the Ramah in Simen Tzadi Beis. And therefore, when Jeremy asked, Lemaisa, what should I do? Don't worry, I was planning to have this caveat before you asked. Lemaisa, what should I do on Shabbos when I want to add water to my cholent? Should I put the cholent pot under the urn and pour directly from the urn into the cholent pot or not? So the answer is, I don't think you have to be such a big machmir. If you put the cholent pot low enough that the steam of the cholent pot doesn't reach the urn, and then pour the water of the urn into the cholent pot, and that causes steam from the urn, that's okay. That's the sugya of Kof Hesef Gimel. And that's not a problem. Let me make a cham tocham b'chachila. But the problem is that's not so practical with a cholent pot. Because a cholent pot is usually creating a lot of steam once you take off the lid. Right? Cholent pot, usually the steam can go up, 8 inches, 10 inches. So I put my cholent pot 12 inches below the thing and then turn on the spout and that's going to make a big mess and burn me, chas v'shalom. That's not practical. So that's why I say, practically, it depends in tzol v'tocham and tam v'tocham what kind of cham you're dealing with. The lamp of the Ramah, and for the oil lamp, how high up did the steam of an oil lamp go? I don't know, you have Hanukkah candles. You see any steam? If you do, it's a centimeter or something. But if it's a ton of steam already, then even before I start pouring, I've already trafed it up into the oven. So if I start pouring, that doesn't make it any better. So you have to make an okimta in this Ramah. That's only if it's not in the pre-existing steam. If it's in the pre-existing steam, then the Ramah never meant to be makel even bidi of it. Exactly. So what's the answer? The answer is if you're pouring and you're not sticking it into the hot steam, then tzom l'tocham, cham l'tocham, then you use this Ramah. But just like the spices, but if your mom is holding it in the steam, and that's why I said with the kumkum and cholent, it's hard to not have the kumkum be in the steam of the cholent. Even before you open the spout of the kumkum. Kumkum is an herb. So therefore, I said, what should you do on Shabbos? You need to have water your cholent, put from the urn into a measuring cup, and then take the measuring cup and pour it into your cholent.
Two things. Number one, when you open the cholent pot, usually the water doesn't become itself right away. Then after you wait a few seconds, it's not like...
Right. Okay, so, I mean, however it works out.
Okay. Other thing is, like you spent the job on both the spices. So long as the key is open, if you're adding spices, and you're adding cinnamon,
question is, like, maybe it'll go in the holes of the kli and affect the cinnamon inside. What you're saying is that, you know, is it going to cook it so much that time's going to go from it into the cinnamon kli, into the little pieces of cinnamon? There might be a little brachok. You know, still, if your mom's holding the steam long enough, then I don't know. The time will go through the kli into all the cinnamon. You never know. So therefore, you should hold it where you're not in the hot steam.
So the urn, you know,
even the urn also. If the urn is in the steam of the chalent, the urn becomes flaccid. No, but that was when we were talking about cinnamon kofe. Now I'm saying you get into a cinnamon tzadi beis problem. That's basically what I'm saying. If you're pouring, you know, kosher or pariv into treif or meat or milk for that matter, it depends on the case. If it's in if the steam is reaching there before you start pouring, that's tzadi beis ches, that's an iser gomer b'dieved on everything. If kosher or parv into treif or meat, and the steam is only over here, and then after you start pouring with more steam, then this is kofe sif gimel, and that is at worst an isur l'chachila. Or parv. What? No, because even if you're going to chosheish that l'chachila, well, again, it depends if you're going to hold the parv measuring cup in the steam of the cholent or not. You're right. If you're going to put a mom's steam in the cholent, then you should use a flaccid one. If you know the outside of the steam of the cholent, then we're not worried l'chachila, it's going to make it the parv thing flaccid, then you're supposed to think parv will be not bar not, and we're not worried about that. But you're right. If you're going to then take the measuring cup and put it in the steam of the cholent, use a flaccid one. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. How much steam comes from a hot slice of pizza? Doesn't Rav Moshe say usually solid things don't have a lot of steam? Baked potatoes are funny, by the way. They break every rule of the simon. There's something density or something. I don't know what it is. But also, if even the baked potatoes in the soup, it's still super hot, Rav Gush. Anyway, I don't know how much steam baked potato. Look, according to Rav Moshe, as opposed to that prima gudin, if you do see steam coming out of it, then it's a problem. In the Hanami. But I don't know how practical that's going to be. Okay. Lemaisa, I think this is as far as we're going to get today.